What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am so excited to have our guest today, Sophie Kearney. She's doing an amazing project in Africa, which we'll get to. But anyway, welcome, Sophie. It's great to have you here.
Hi, thank you so much for inviting me today.
You're so welcome. Well, why don't you just tell us a bit about yourself? Who are you? Where did you grow up?
Okay, so I'm Sophie Czerny. I'm from Vienna, from Austria. And so I grew up there. I was working a long time in advertising, which was frustrating me a lot. And since years ago, I started with playing with the tools of Access Consciousness. It was first just for myself and to get out of my drama and all this kind of stuff. And yeah, now I'm CF since, I guess, almost a year. And I want to empower other people too, because it's so much fun for me. Yeah.
That's great. So how did you discover Access Consciousness?
Actually, for a friend of mine. She introduced me to Access Consciousness, and she offered me bar sessions. And she, as you know, she was asking me a lot of questions. She was not buying into my drama anymore, and that's how I came to Access.
So you were like, sign me up, whatever you're doing. So did you be, well, you said you've been a CF for a year, so how long have you been doing Access Consciousness?
Since 6 years.
Okay, cool. And then yes, what's that journey been like?
Yeah, it was full of adventures, and it's so, if you get rid of a lot of point of views, or if you really let go all the stuff which is just limiting you, it's, I cannot describe it, it's just kind of freedom and really this lightness which is coming to your life. And I'm really totally grateful for Access Consciousness and the tools.
Yeah, me too. So was there anything before Access Consciousness that you deemed impossible to change that you changed by using the tools?
You mean before Access?
Well, anything that you thought you could never change that you did end up changing with the Access tools.
So, yes, I never thought that I will get out of my trauma and of that I will live a happy life and that I will be happy and joyful. I thought that this is not possible, and also that more and more people are choosing consciousness.
That's great. Yeah. So would you say your life, you're more joyful now?
Yes, definitely.
Cool.
And yeah, it's also beautiful to choose more and more of you. And this is what I experienced with the tools of Access Consciousness, really to become this you, and then you can change a lot of things just by being you.
So did you just, you know, flip a switch and you were able to just be you, or how did you do that?
No, I think that came by time. So the more I was using the Access tools and the more I was playing with it. And also, even if I had the tools and I heard them already, it was kind of not knowing what the tool is about. Do you know what I mean? And then you experience it. It's like, yeah, you get it when you get it.
Right.
Even if so, you have the tool already.
So you were taught a lot of different tools, but you didn't necessarily own them or live them, or you weren't being them yet. So
yes, or using them. Sometimes you like your trauma more than using a tool. Sometimes you like your problem more than using a tool. Yeah,
that Go ahead.
Yeah.
Isn't it normal though to have problems?
Yes, in this reality it's very normal to have problems, and it's also the first thing people are talking. They are talking more about their problems rather than talking about what else is possible and what can we create. Yes. Mm.
So what were some tools or ways that you started to get yourself out of focusing on your problems and your trauma?
So I think it was not one specific tool. It were a lot of them. So first of all, this light and heavy tool. If something feels light for you, then go for it. This is a really cool tool for me because you know how your reality is working. And you can choose for yourself and really what else is true for you and not for other people. And I think this is one tool which is really empowering you to choose more of yourself.
Hmm. Is there a way that you help show people or teach people how to perceive heavy and light?
I'm explaining it. With examples in the Access Bars class or also in the Foundation class. Yeah.
Cool. So what are some of those examples? Some of our listeners may not know what you're talking about.
So the interesting point of view tool is also really cool. So the tool works like that you are always saying to yourself, interesting point of view, I have this point of view, for example, if you're judging yourself or even if you're judging others or if they are judging you, that you can say to yourself, okay, interesting point of view, I have this point of view. And then what actually appears is that you get this allowance for other people and also for yourself, and that you don't push too much and it's not so important anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah. So this one.
Yeah, that's a great one. Can you talk a little bit about like how somebody might perceive what heavy and light? Like how do you explain that? How do they know that or are mm-hmm. aware of that?
Okay, so for example, it works also like that. If someone is saying a point of view, for example, okay, you have to eat what's on your plate. That's one point of view we are using in Europe a lot for children to eat their food. So, and this is just a point of view. So if this feels really heavy for you, it's not true. You don't have this point of view. You don't have the point of view. It's not your reality that you have to eat everything which is on your plate.
Great example. Cool. And how about something that's light?
What is light? What's light for you? I mean, if someone is telling me my mother is beautiful, it's like, yeah, that's light. She's beautiful. Mm. In my reality, she's a beautiful woman.
Mm. Great. And so using this tool is a great way to figure out like what works for you and what's true for you, right?
Yes, exactly.
Cool. Well, I heard you mention in the beginning, and we're going to dive into a little bit more of what you did with it, but would you be willing to explain to our listeners what is Access Bars?
Yeah, the Access Bars, they are 32 points on your head, and if you touch them, you let go all your point of views, your conclusions, your considerations, a lot of feelings, emotions, and all kind of that stuff, which is actually limiting you in your life. And it's also very relaxing body work. And it just, makes you feel light. And you have more ease in your life then with the Access Bars.
So how does somebody do an Access Bar session or receive an Access Bar session?
You just have to lie down on your massage table and someone is just touching your head and these 32 points.
Great. And what are the 32 points?
The 32 points. So they are, for example, you can have sex, body, there is also healing, the aging toaster. So it covers a lot of things in our life and where we have point of views about. So about sexuality, about healing, about your body, about time and space. And when you touch these bars, then you can release all of these limitations or these point of views you have about your body, about aging, and so on.
Cool. So what sort of things did you see? You said you let go of a lot of trauma, but what sorts of things have you seen change in other people with the access bars?
In other people, a lot of things. So also that they have more ease in their life and that they, that they get really empowered and that they get their potency back. And a lot of people are more healthy. Even cancer disappeared already. And a lot of stuff. Just that they have more ease with all of it and that they are really having their own reality and living the life which they are desiring.
Great. And what are maybe some more specific things that you've seen change in your clients or in your life because of the access bars?
I have to think about that.
Right. You're doing great.
So just last week, for example, I got a message that a client of my foundation class, she always met friends who were really like, how can you say, they were always in their trauma and they were always talking and telling her stories and she was really without energy anymore when she came back from this meetings, and she had the opportunity really to change this energy while she was meeting her friend. And she was totally excited about that. And she was writing me, hey, Sophie, that changed so much. And I could change the energy. And I was this tool, interesting point of view. So this is just a small example.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, I was really happy about that.
How would you say interesting point of view has impacted like your everyday life?
So I don't judge people anymore. It's more like I get conscious when I want to start to judge someone, and then I'm just saying, okay, hey, interesting point of view, I have this point of view. And also the other way around, if someone is judging me or is pushing me in a direction, it's like, oh, interesting point of view. And it's not like that I doubt myself. Yes.
You don't doubt yourself.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice. Cool. Was there anything else that you'd like to say about access bars?
Yeah, just do it.
That's great.
Go to a bars class or get a session and find out what it is all about.
Right. Yeah, because it's and thank you for saying that, because that really is true for the listeners. It's like you're going to, it may be sound a little nebulous when we talk about the access bars, but so have your own experience with it, you know, and see what it creates for you or not. So
yeah,
everybody has choice. So awesome. I don't want to quite dive into your project yet. I'd like to wait till after the break. So I am curious before we go on break, what is it that you would like to see change in the world?
That people get more conscious, that there's peace, even if it sounds like a cliche, and that they are much more in allowance with each other. I really wonder what else would be possible then, when people are in allowance with themselves and with others, if they are not judging anymore each other, if we don't live from all this fear and anger and shame. Yeah.
What a world that would
be.
Right. Yeah. What are some, I know interesting point of view is one of them, but what are some other ways that maybe people could get to that, like just being an allowance of themselves and of others?
Start asking questions. It's also a really good tool. And for example, why does that always happen to me? Is not a question, it's a conclusion. So start to ask other questions. For example, what else is possible here? How does it get any better with this? So for example, if you have a car accident or something, or your car is broken, don't go into the drama. Just ask a question. Okay, what else is possible here? And see what shows up.
Great. I would love to dive into that more, and even into kind of the state of the world. So we'll do that right after this break.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Is it time to create a different and greater world? Through research, we can explore paths to new and exciting possibilities. The Hope Foundation for Possibilities and Change is a research-based, not-for-profit organization dedicated to exploring, discovering, and creating a different future for all. Your donations make this happen. You can contribute at foundationforpossibilities.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with Sophie Cherney. Is that correct? Did I say it correct this time? Okay, cool. from Vienna. And we were talking about access tools and access bars. And one of the things that, you know, had me have you on as a guest, Sophie, is you recently did a project in an orphanage in South Africa. How did that come about?
We created it in 5 days. It was a unicorn speed of space creation. I was in South Africa and I was supposed to do a foundation and a bars class there. And this class had no energy at all, but something was pulling me to South Africa. And I was all the time in the question, as I said before, the tool, ask questions, and I was always in this question, okay, what else is possible here? And I was also doubting already if I'm going to South Africa, but it was pulling me so hard and it felt so light, and it was like, okay, let's go, whatever happens there. Yeah, and then I was in South Africa. I said already to my boyfriend, maybe we will just be there for holidays. And all the people I met there, that's the universe is really funny, were talking about that they are working in the townships of South Africa and that they are volunteering there, something like that. So the more I was asking the question, what else is possible here, the more the idea came up that I also want to do something in the township. And it was quite funny. I met two friends of mine and we went for lunch. And I said, I want to do something in the township. And one girl, Yvonne, she was part of the team. She said, cool, I know someone. I know this project, Papu Melele and Mama Rosie, and let's contact her and if she's interested in doing something. And I was like, okay, let's go for it. We can do a bars class over there with the children. And so we created then, from then, in 5 days, the whole project.
That's amazing. And so you actually did a video and that was so that you just filmed what you were doing. How did that come about?
So I was so excited about this creation and I couldn't believe that everything went so easy and that Mama Rosie was like immediately into it and said, okay, let's go, let's do it. And it just came to my awareness that when we are doing this bars class there with these children, which are mostly affected of HIV and AIDS, I was like, okay, we have to film that. We have to do a movie and this has to go out into the world. And my boyfriend, he was that kind, and we took his mobile phone and his broco and we just did it. We were just filming everything without thinking.
That's great. Well, you did an amazing video. And for those of you who are curious about it, it actually is on the Om Times page for this show. And there's a link for that. And is there another way that they can find that with ease, Sophie?
It's on YouTube. And it's on my Facebook site. If you go to Sophie Czerny, you will see it. It's public. And on Instagram, we shared already stories. These are okay. The ways at the moment.
Great. And on YouTube, how would they find it? Through Sophie Czerny?
In my channel, yes.
Your channel, yes. Okay. And and for those of you who don't know, Czerny is spelled Czerny.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah. So what was it like creating something like that so fast?
It was exciting. It was also, I had to use the tools of Access Consciousness. They were a lot of times in action. Because, for example, Kajelica, where we did the project, so that's the township, the largest township actually in Cape Town. More than 1 million people are living there. And of course, I was kind of nervous to go there, and also the team. And we were asking questions, is it safe? And so there were a lot of things which were like from total excitement and then, oh my God, are we really going to do it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what in action, what sort of tools were you finding yourself needing to use?
So, of course, is it fear or is it excitement? That was the main tool I was using. And I always had to confess, okay, it's it's excitement. It's not fear. Yeah. So it was total excitement, and that was one of the tool and the question I was asking, and also that I expand my being while we entered the township, that we did this expansion exercise we are doing in Access Consciousness. I was doing that to be invisible for people there, and also the camera, that this is not visible. So yeah, a lot of tools were in action, and people were also judging us for that we are, that we do a movie and that we will actually film it. So I didn't buy into their limitation and was like, okay, no, if we are doing this project, the world will see it. Mm-hmm. And I don't into all these lies. Yeah.
So how could somebody maybe know whether they're experiencing fear or excitement?
They ask the question, is it fear or excitement? And whatever feels light is true for you.
Mm, right.
It's so easy.
I'm sure somebody out there that's going, that sounds too easy.
I know. It was the same with me at the beginning of Access Consciousness. It's like, what? This is the tool? Ah, that's too easy. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you said you want, like, when it became clear to do this project, it was so clear that you were to do a video and get it out in the world. What was behind that?
What do you mean, what's behind that?
Why did you want to get it out in the world? Mm. Why do you want people to see it?
I wanted to, I want to inspire other people to do their projects, I guess. And I also have the proof, because a lot of people wrote me afterwards, after they have seen the video, that they want to do a similar project. And they asked me how they can create it. And with this video, it just shows the world it's possible. So, and maybe it helps that other people are also going into action and doing their projects and realizing them. And yeah.
Mm, that's great. So do you have plans to do something like this again?
Yes, but I cannot say what I want to do. The idea just came up today, because I was already asking also their questions. Okay, what can I do next? What else is possible here? This time it wouldn't has to do something with children, more with the body processes of consciousness. I would like to create something in that direction. Yeah, and of course, I guess Mama Rosie, the founder of the township, not the township, the orphanage, Babu Melele, I guess I will meet her again and doing something there, definitely. Mm. Yeah, she was for that.
Yeah, how many children were in your BARS class?
So 106 people are living in the orphanage, and we had about, I guess, 30 till 40, something like that.
Wow. So, and how did that work? What was that like for you?
good question. Yeah, I had my plan. Everything was totally organized. You know, I'm close to Germany, so we are very organized. And I said to my team, okay, every one of you, you take 10 children, and I will explain where to find the BARS, and you can show them and go to them and watch if they find it. And what happened? And then half of the children who has supposed to be in the BARS class weren't there because they were still in school. So I asked the volunteer, okay, bring all the other children who are interested in this BARS class, and they should come. And then there was a total mix of every ages, and and also my boyfriend, he was not showing the kids anymore because he was the director of photography, and so everything was totally unorganized. And I don't know how we did it, but we were managing that we can show the kids where the points are. And actually, it's super easy with them anyway, so they find the bars. They look at the headshot, and it's like, oh, here we go.
It's right here. That's great. And so what was the experience like for, let's talk about like the people, the volunteers and, yeah, the volunteers.
Mm-hmm. So they were joining the class. They were really cool because they were just not controlling us, and I could share all the tools with the kids. So I also explained them. Asking questions, interesting point of view and stuff like that. And they were really great. And also Mama Rosie, she wrote me an email after the class that the volunteers also that the whole team of them, they want to use the tools and, implement them in mm-hmm. their schedule, you know? So they really want to practice it. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, awesome. And how about the children? How was it for them?
Yeah, the energy shifted definitely. After the bars, I would say they were more... So the barriers were down, much mm-hmm. more down than before. They were super... I had in my awareness that they really got... kind of their potency back. They were very shy at the beginning or not talking a lot to us, and that changed a lot later and after the class. They suddenly came and wanted to high five, and a young girl came to me, and she was, I guess she was 4 or 5 years old, and she was hugging my leg, didn't want to let me go. And one of the boys, he was running out of the building and singing, "All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory." And so, yeah.
That's beautiful.
That was really beautiful, yeah. During the bus, they were sleeping a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were.
So does it still work if they sleep?
Yes. It works actually better when they are sleeping, because then you're not in your head and you're not thinking and you're not overthinking, and yeah, so do the bars and hopefully you fall asleep.
And do you think that the kids are practicing on each other, like, because they learned how to do it, right? So now they can practice on each other.
Yeah, I hope
more.
So. I really hope so. I mean, that's the same when you are doing classes with adults. You can just share the tools. If they are using it or not, that's their decision or their choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you heard of any specifics about what people, either the children or the volunteers, what changed for them? What happened for them?
Not yet. I mean, the project was 1 week ago. I just arrived in Vienna yesterday, so I will get in contact soon with Mama Rosie and ask her what changed. Yeah, I definitely want to do that.
So what changed for you through this project?
That I follow more my awareness, and if I have kind of crazy ideas, that you just go for it, and that you're doing it and actualizing it and bringing it in the world. Yeah. So that changed a lot. I had to go through a lot of limitations too. Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, for example, as I said, with the township and the safety, and about if we should do a movie or not.
Mm. Yeah. Did you perceive you were in danger?
No, not at all. When we entered it, no. It was more the mind, more before we started the project. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So once you were in the township, there wasn't any of that energy.
No, I felt very secured. Yeah, with all these tools of access and also with the expanding exercise, what I was talking before, that helped a lot and supported us.
That's a beautiful thing. Would you say a little bit more about how people do that?
Yeah, so we are talking about that you are an infinitive being, and you can expand yourself. So you're not in your body. The body is actually in you. And what you can do, it's like kind of a meditation. You sit down and you expand yourself, for example, in your room. So you are in your whole room, and then you expand yourself more till a whole Europe, for example, and you expand more and more and more, and you go into this energy of expanding. That's how it works. And you can also do it with, it's quite relaxing. And what you can do also, take a problem and then expand yourself. And you will see that there's no energy on this problem anymore later. If you are totally expanded, it's like the problem disappears. It's not important anymore. It has no significance. And you can make yourself invisible with that. For example, if you don't want to be seen, like we didn't want to be seen in the township, so we expanded. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. We're going to take another short break here, and we'll be right back and talking about your project and all the magic you're creating in the world.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with Sophie Cherney, and we're talking about this really touching project that she created in South Africa, teaching the access bars to, you know, an orphanage. You mentioned, Sophie, that like a lot of people are, you know, contacting you and saying they want to do something similar. What is your recommendations to them? What do you?
I tell them, yeah, go for it, do it. And though very pragmatic, I know.
Right.
Yeah, and one woman, she was asking me, yeah, the woman I'm in contact with, she wants to have a proof of the access bars and stuff like that. And what I wanted to tell her is, don't wait for people. If they are, if you have to convince them to do something and to change actually the world, don't wait for them. Just ask other people. Ask questions, who can show up, with whom you can actualize your idea and your vision. Don't wait. I did the same, I guess, long time ago. I'm always waiting for other people. And if they give me a yes, I go further. If they give me a no, I stop my creation. Don't wait anymore. Just do it. Yeah.
Mm. And great advice. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. For example, I had three people who told me already that they are working in a township. I think I mentioned that before. And I wanted to tell one person. So I mentioned already that I'm doing something similar like her, and it's called the Access Bars. And I realized she was not interested at all. And of course, at that point, I could have stopped my idea and say, okay, no one is interested. But then the second person came. She also said something about she's doing something in the township. I gave her my phone number, told her, please call me if you're interested. She was working with abused women. Okay, she never called me. Okay, so go on. And then I was sitting at lunch with these two girls, and they were like, hey, cool, we know someone who might be interesting. So yeah, just move on. Don't wait for anyone.
Very, very good advice. Yeah. So with things like the coronavirus going on in the world is just an example. There's all sorts of things going on, but that just seems to be what's forefront for a lot of people right now. What do you recommend for people? How can they, I guess, deal with that in their own lives?
Okay, so interesting point of view. It's a very good tool at the moment, that you don't buy into these lies about coronavirus. So be also in allowance with other people who might panic. Tell yourself every day interesting point of view, and start with the access bars. Start with the body work, and also what lies about the coronavirus are you aware of? So start asking questions and show what awareness came up.
So how would you recommend somebody staying in the question kind of with everything that's going on? Interesting point of view is great. And what are some other tools that we can give them for like everything that's going on in life? It doesn't have to just be, you know, the virus. It's,
But I have an example for the virus. You can always ask yourself, is it yours? So whenever you are freaking out, or when you are panicking, or you think you have to buy the whole supermarket, ask yourself, okay, is that actually mine? And if not, if that, please send it back with consciousness attached to the person you're aware of it's coming from. Because 99.9% of all our thoughts, feelings, emotions, they don't belong to us. So, or you can also send it back to the point of creation. But, yeah. So whom does this belong to?
But when you send it back, does that mean that they now like have an exorbitant amount of it? Like, do they get more of it when you do that?
No, and that's why I said, please send it back with consciousness attached so that the other person has also the possibility to change it and to get an awareness. Yes. So this is a really cool tool we are often using in access consciousness. Who does it belong to?
It's a very good one. Yep. That with interesting point of view, your whole life will change.
Sure.
So with the project, what was it that you were looking to create with that?
So with the children, I mean, they are living in really, they have, most of them in these townships, they don't have access to sanitation, water, electricity. The children without no parents and having HIV, there are so many point of views also there that they will not make it in life, or that they are not. So what I wanted to do with this project was that they don't buy into all these lies, that they have no other possibilities, that they will not make it, that they cannot change the situation. So that was what was inspiring me. Yeah.
Well, and so you mentioned wanting to maybe do like a body process project. Is that kind of with the same target in mind, or is there some other target with that?
It would be another target. It's more of... you're asking too many questions about this project.
But I'm excited to see what you do next.
I know, I'm too. Okay, maybe I tell it. It's more about proving how the blood is changing when you are doing body processes.
The planet is changing? Is that what you said?
No, the blood. Your blood. Your blood.
Your plot. Okay, so your fate.
Your body.
Talking about like kind
of... The blood in your in your body.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. Okay, great. We'll take Patricia. Patricia's got called in and has a question for Sophie. Welcome, Patricia.
Cool.
Hi, Sophie. Hi, Venus.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you just how happy I am with what you are up to in the world and all of the changes that you're working on and doing. It's just so inspiring. Thank you.
Wow.
And I did have a chance to watch your YouTube, and that too, it was just so neat to especially hear about how accepting the children were. I mean, how relaxed they were afterwards, and they talked about how they just fell asleep and how a lot of times they wouldn't, you know, the kids were really kind of extremely active, and yet they were just there for your body session. So, my question, I have two questions, actually. One is about how accepting were the children to the information that you provided with it?
Mm-hmm. That's a cool question. At the beginning, I was not sure if they are getting the information and the tools I'm giving them. And as I mentioned before, the boy who was running out of the building and was singing, "All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory." I was like, oh, he got it. So that was the best sign ever that the children got the information I wanted to give them.
All right. Yeah, that is it. Yep. Yeah. So that's even possible, right? That's so encouraging. So, and then the other thing you talked about early on was about fear, whether it's fear or excitement. And I'm just so glad that you brought that up, because, you know, anytime we kind of like step out and with some crazy ideas, you know, it seems like the fear has a tendency to sometimes come up, you know, and I know you talked a little bit about what the difference was, And for one thing, I'm just glad for the reminder that, oh, I can actually ask that. I can ask, is it fear or excitement? And then I can, like, go, okay, this is actually more excitement than it is excitement, you know? But do you have any suggestions about, like if it is, if something does feel like it's fear, what do you do with that? Like, is there some way or some tools that you can use to maybe change that? Or how can we work with that fear or excitement? Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm. I was asking myself if it's excitement or fear. And then I also asked myself, when I got the awareness, oh, it's fear, it might be fear, it was also this question, do I want to get out of my comfort zone? And a lot of it was my comfort zone.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't want to get out of this comfort zone. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's so easy. Yeah. Oh, I'm still feeling uncomfortable. So making that somehow significant, you know. So, yeah. So.
Yes.
Awesome. Again, I just wanted to just thank you so much. It was inspiring. The YouTube was like, oh, I want to go to Africa and do that too. So you are inspiring a lot of people. Thank you so much, Sophie.
Cool. Do it. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you. And if you have any question, you can also always contact me. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, Sophie.
You're welcome.
That's great.
Of course.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Patricia. That's awesome. Great. Well, I'm curious, are you going, or have you created, I don't even know if you've created, have you created some sort of foundation or way that people maybe could contribute to you and your next project?
This idea, are we talking about the project we were talking before?
The project that you just did or the project that you're going to do? Like
that I want to do? When the idea just came up today. So
awesome. I'm planting a seed.
Yes.
Maybe.
I got that. Yeah, so
cool.
Please contact me too if you want to create something.
Awesome.
Even if you don't know now what it will be in the future.
That's beautiful. And so, and what are maybe some ways and places that people can find you?
So I think Facebook is the easiest way. So just put my name into it, Sophie Czerny, or you can write me an email, sophie@sophiecierny.com. My website is coming soon. It's also sophiecierny.com. It's under heavy construction.
Under heavy construction, I like that.
Yeah.
It's not light, it's heavy. Awesome. And do you have any classes coming up or anything that you'd like to let our listeners know about?
Yes, I have a lot of bars classes coming up and also foundation classes. You can all find them at accessconsciousness.com/Sophie Czerny. Yeah, there are all my classes published. Most of them
are you traveling around
Europe
the world?
Most of them I'm doing in Europe at the moment, but I would love to come somewhere else and to another continent. So what else is possible here?
What else is possible?
Yes.
And what other projects can we create? So I love that. Awesome. Well, if there was just a couple of things that you'd really like our listeners to walk away with today for themselves or for anything that they might be working on in their lives, what would it be?
So first of all, it would be awesome if you want to donate for Mama Rosie and her project. That would be really cool. So please feel free to do that. You find her, it's papumilele.org.za. So you find her project very easy in the internet too, if you Google her. And what else?
And is her project the orphanage?
Yes.
Is her project the orphanage? Is okay. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify.
Yes.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's the founder of
Okay. We'll add that link to your page on Om Time. So if people are wondering where do I go for that, we'll add that link. So
cool. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, and if you have any ideas, just go for it. Do it and create, start creating, and ask for people to show up in your life who can join your creation. You never have to create alone.
That's great. Well, Sophie, like Patricia said, and myself included, we are very inspired by what you created, what you chose, and that you created it so quickly. Happy that we had you on just a week after on the show and, you know, wondering really what is possible for us and the world if we're all willing to just choose to create and to just be bold, do something different, see what it creates in the world. It's very, very inspiring. So thank you, Sophie, and thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Take care, everyone. Have a great week.